Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report as we bring in Pete Huff from Best Dam Guiding Service. Pete, before we talk about what's going on across the region and the state fishing-wise, Walleye Wednesdays are kicking off now. Tell us what people need to know about your Walleye Wednesday events.
That's held at Woods Landing, and it's a 12-week season. Anybody's welcome to join. It's $25 per team per Wednesday, and it's based on your best 4 weeks, your cumulative weights for the four best weeks that you have, and it's nice. It's a good group of people, and we raise money at the end of the year with a fundraiser that goes back into walleye stocking for money that we raise.
So you don't have to be there every week. You can still have some fun and maybe get in the running to win some stuff.
Yeah. Yep. People go on vacation and stuff in the summer. They don't always make every week, obviously. So yeah, if you can make a handful, you definitely have a shot at pulling off a check at the end of the year.
And again, times and locations for that every Wednesday?
That is 5:30 to 8:30 PM at Woods Landing. And, typically, if you can, show up by 5 p.m., 5:15, and get signed up, and then we take off promptly at 5:30, and you got to be back by 8:30 with your biggest two walleyes. We only do two fish just to keep it, not a lot of fish coming in, so your best two fish you bring in.
Pete, what have you been hearing? We had the opening weekend this past weekend. Has it been busy? Were there a lot of people having success?
Yeah, there was quite a bit of boat traffic on Beaver Dam. Guys were trolling. Guys were fishing crappies, and they were biting. I think this can be a short-lived bite because those fish moved up, and they'll be moving off here very soon. And I did not catch any illegal walleyes, but I did catch some fish, and it's good to see all different sizes of fish. Caught a handful of perch also trolling. Yeah, there's fish definitely biting. And I did hear there was some walleyes biting on Fox Lake also.
Hey, do you get anywhere else across the state here in the last week or so?
Yeah, Madison Chain Bluegill Bite is going good. And also walleyes there at night on Mendota has been really good. If you can get out there, right at dusk, or I know guys that went out at midnight, I did not, but they said they caught lots of fish trolling and casting also. So yeah, there's a good bite all around us right now.
Hey, are you booking up slots already for the summer when it comes to people wanting fishing tours? You still have openings?
Yeah, I do have openings, but yeah, I'm getting calls each week, and I'm, filling up some of my calendar here. So if you'd like to get out, give me a call at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Hupp or Best Dam Guide Service.
Pete, I appreciate the time, and good luck in your fishing escapades this week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Wade.
Let's turn our attention to fishtails in Fox Lake and bring in Tim. Boy, Tim, did you have a busy weekend last week with the opener?
It wasn't too bad. We had some real nice weather Saturday. Sunday was a gorgeous day, so we had a lot of activity on the water, Wade.
What have people been catching out in Fox Lake?
Well, right now the crappie bite is on fire. The crappies are starting to spawn. Some of them have spawned out already. They seem to be in the shallow water, somewhere where you can find some hard bottom, out and back of brushwood, some of the sand flats they've been getting them, back in the jug they've been getting them. So the crappie bite is really going well right now, both on Fox Lake and on Beaver Dam Lake, Wade.
Now, so Fox Lake, Beaver Dam Lake, have you heard any bodies of water that have been hot here early?
I haven't heard much. I know there was a lot of guys up fishing on Big Green. Apparently they're catching some walleyes up there, some smallies. Other than that, I haven't heard much there. I know some of my friends were up to Sturgeon Bay over the weekend. The smallies are on fire up there. They did real well on the shipping channel. So right now, fishing's pretty good wherever you go, Wade.
Which is always pretty good, and it's always great at fishtails. I heard you were working on some crawlers there. Talk about what kind of baits you have in stock and people need to stop in before they head out to the lake or the river.
Well, we got everything you need here at Fishtails. We got beer, bait, liquor, advice. We've got everything you need to get out on the lake. We're fully stocked with bait. We're fully stocked with fishing tackle, rods, reels, everything you need to get out and enjoy a day on the lake, Wade.
Well, tell us where Fishtails is located, Tim.
We're located right by the bridge, downtown Fox Lake, 529 West State Street. We're open 7 days a week, so just stop in. We'll give you the updated report. We'll let you know what's happening on the lake, what they're using, and you can go out and have a safe day on the water.
Tim, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week. Thanks.
Have a good day, Wade. Thanks for you.
Let's head to the landing on Little Green Lake and bring in Todd. Todd, so you made it through the opening weekend. How was it out by you?
You know, it was a pretty nice weekend. Fishing was pretty good. A lot of musky guys out there catching muskies. A few bass fishermen I heard of, and some panfish were okay. You know, the panfish are a little small, but they're starting to come in and start working on their beds. So guys are catching a lot of those, too.
So were there specific areas that they were catching them out there?
You know, the muskies I heard some were right up in 2 feet of water, and I heard some were out on the deeper weed lines. So they're pretty much all over the place. The water is crystal clear out to about 5-6 feet, so you can see down, you can see the fish coming. It's a pretty neat time of year.
So when you see crystal clear water, how does that affect how you fish?
Well, you know, the fish can see you then, too. So, yeah, you need to make a little bit farther cast, and you know, sight fishing's kind of a fun thing to do, but sometimes it does make it a little tougher to catch them.
Hey, have you heard any other lakes or bodies of water out by you where people have been finding stuff?
You know, I heard Big Green was pretty good for panfish. I didn't hear much on walleyes out on Big Green or Puckaway, but I'm sure all the lakes were hit pretty hard because it was such a nice weekend, and we've been waiting for one of those for quite a while.
Sure. Tell us about the Landing Bait Shop.
You know, we're open 7 days a week now, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We have boat rentals, gas, beer, bait. We've got everything. We're right on the south side of the lake on Melmar Drive. You just follow the big signs right on in.
Todd, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
All right. Well, thanks, Wade.
Let's head to the Madison chain right now and bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. Pat, the weather's hopefully getting nicer now. What's the fishing been like?
Well, we got the big season opener is behind us this last weekend, so things are officially rocking and rolling down here in Madison, and the fishing's been great. There have been a lot of all your fish are basically up shallow right now, so bass, walleye, pike. I haven't heard much in the way of muskies. That's usually a little slow until about June. But, yeah, we've got a lot of panfish around, and the fishing's been good.
When you get to that opening weekend, does the energy just really pick up? I mean, you know, when people know they can go full bore out on the water?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it's like somebody flips a switch. And, yeah, everybody's excited to get out and get some fish and actually, you know, be able to keep them if they want.
So tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle.
Well, we're at 1411 Northport Drive, right at the corner of Northport and Troy Drives. We're just a quarter mile from Warner Park Boat Launch and a quick jog off the interstate. We got everything anybody needs to get out on the water, bait, tackle, everything, and especially that local knowledge that we can point people in the right direction.
Anything else going on in the Madison chain before I let you go, Pat?
Oh, not really. Just in the thick of it now. Just getting everybody out on the water is what we're doing.
Pat, have yourself a great week. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2024 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
Let's bring in resident outdoorsman Rick Wentland right now. It's been a couple of weeks since I've talked to Rick. What's been going on in your world?
Well, I just got back from Alabama, Wade. We were down there doing a little saltwater fishing for some giant reds and some speckled trout and some flounder, and we caught a lot of fish in a day and a half, and it was pretty good fishing down there, let me tell you.
Are you a regular down in Alabama fishing, and what appeals people to fishing down in that area?
Well, it's, you know, between there and, like, the Gulf Coast of Florida and along Louisiana, I mean, it's just loaded with speckled trout and redfish, and those two fish fight. I mean, I always compare them to a muskie. I mean, they fight, they pull like a lot of freshwater fish does not pull. I mean, you get a 20-inch speckled trout on, you think, I mean, it'll throw you around the boat a little bit. They pull and they fight, and it's always a good time. We really went down there to get some flounder for the table. But the flounder bite was pretty pretty crappy, actually, but the rest of the fish was pretty good. We had a great time down there.
Excellent. So do you have a favorite spot outside of Wisconsin that you like to fish?
South Carolina is always really good for bass fishing. Otherwise, you know, every time we get down to the Caribbean, like you were just down there, you should have taken a charter out and done a little deep sea fishing down there. I mean, that's what I go for.
So one of my friends took a charter out on the trip, Danny, and but he was snorkeling to look at the fish, not catch the fish, and they almost went Gilligan's Island because they ended up with 60-mile-an-hour winds, and they had to balance the boat so they didn't tip over, but they ended up getting back. So that scared me from going out that far in the water, I think, forever.
Oh, yeah, I've been out there in some, you know, 8, 9, 10 footers, but, you know, you're in a 40, 50-foot boat out there, but sometimes that doesn't matter when them waves get that big.
Hey,
Yeah,
what have you been hearing about our neck of the woods fishing-wise?
Well, all my buddies have been texting me all week. You know, the fishing opener was on Saturday, obviously, and from what I understand, a lot of local lakes, the bass are actually spawning right now. The crappies are spawning right now, and fishing's been pretty good. I've been down here at Fishtails this morning, a lot of guys coming in buying live bait, and so that always tells you that the crappies are biting pretty good on Beaver Dam and on Fox Lake.
Hey, after you get through the opening weekend, does fishing just feel different? You know, people are out there, you know, when the weather is fine before that, but after opening weekend, does it just have a different feel out on the water?
Yeah, you know, there's always more boaters. You know, normally before the opener, you know, you just got a couple diehard bass guys, but yeah, now everybody's out there fishing, they're trolling for walleyes, they're, you know, the lake is always pretty busy, and as the water gets warmer, you get all the jet skiers and water skiers too to add to the mix, but you know, to me, since they opened up that early bass season, you know, the opener to me is just not that big a deal anymore. I know it is to a lot of people, especially like walleye guys and muskie guys and stuff. But as far as the bass goes, you know, nobody really keeps them anyway. It's pretty much catch and release. So, you know, it's just another day.
Well, Rick, tell us about how people want to get on a bass trip and have a good time, or they want raw bass custom baits. How can they find it? How can they get a hold of you?
We're booking some guiding trips now. You can call my cell phone at 920-948-8467. And the area bait shops like Fishtails here in Fox Lake, M&M Tackle in Portage, and Dick Smith down in Pewaukee, I sold quite a few baits over the opening weekend, so I hope they caught a lot of fish on them.
Rick, thanks for the time, and have a great week.
All right, Wade, thanks.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.